Blog Talk Radio.
My arms are like two long muskets. Got the budget to put you on a snuff flick. Become a pop star, move on with the tough shit. Trust that I'm a master of killing shit like I'm one of two lines puppets. Pancake mix without the eye, ooh, I can bust quick. Barking like a Yukon Husky. And I see a double A meeting coming. Is the fifth to one of dust. They get your groove on up, chuck bitch. I'm sinking on my seat like a cruise ship. Review clips, chopping you down if they need to guarantee who dips. Keep it 10 with an O like a blue chip. Or should the pussy smell like tulips? Get it, tulips? Mmm. Come here, bring it to me, woman. If nothing else, I can just get a little scully drum in the back of your head. Don't stop until I say I'm fully numb. And you gon' have to run it like you seen a bully coming. Lunch money, right now. Y'all some plumber crack addicts. Loud as fuck, why don't y'all pipe down? Trying to diss me in the nightgown. I'll send you love like a Valentine's Day in Chi-Town. A fine cuisine, don't spill the dish. Keep your game clean cut till you're filthy rich. And talk may be cheap, but it's still delish. I'm in the plane eating the filthy fish.
The filthy fish.
Yeah, right about now, what we need to do is have everybody get fucked up. Now if you feel highway bashing you in the head with some lyrics, make some fucking noise for them. How did they figure to fit a fat wallet in those skinny jeans? What kind of bacon they bringing home? Jimmy Dean? We got closet broke asses now. Can you see what mood you're in when you look at your pinky ring? Yeah, who can show these cats where the remedy's at? Rat call, the better wants his masculinity back. Your little swagger, what you drinking? Hennessy, Jack, Patron, energy drink, vodka with the grenadine back? Who we can hear this shit loud and clear? Y'all can sex at the exit. Fuck outta here. Make way for the high, cause we may really die. You're on cloud nine, okay? Or aim at the sky when I pop off. Training my eye to take Wayne in the prizes, Bane in the skies, bat streak like a washcloth. Hanging aside, I can take shit in strides, making it safe for ride. Fuck Macy's, I got shot. Bump, bump, like it taking the gum. I better get a grip, there's no letting go like Wayne Wonder. Smart mouthing to me is making you dumber. Don't say you're the next hot shit if you're afraid of a sunburn. Fuck around and get melanoma, knock yourself out. Little homie, that is one hell of a coma. Y'all are spitting chloroform, I can tell by the aroma. Got me sleeping on your shit, I'll settle for a soma. Allow me to get my P. Diddy on. I be like, take that, you motherfucker, weasel, that Humboldt County shit.
Yeah, that was some Humboldt County shit from Highway, and he just had his debut album here come out, what was it, last Tuesday? Yeah, and, you know, his promoter, Brian Studevant, or Studevant, I'm horrible with names, but he will be on with us shortly to, you know, tell us all about what it's like to be, you know, a promoter and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, man, yeah, wow, here we are, another Friday night with nothing to lose. And you know what, there's one person in the world right now, I think, has nothing to lose or everything to gain. just from being the sign language interpreter for, you know, at Nelson Mandela's wake or funeral or whatever you want to call it. I mean, wow. Yeah. yeah, okay, so yeah. Yep, here we go. Nelson Mandela passed away. Yes, he was an old man, and he was African-American. But, yes, there's no excuse for the insanity of his little interpreter there with the sign language. What do you think, Mr. Gasinski? Oh, let's bring on Mr. Gasinski, my co-host here.
Yeah, that guy was tripping, dude. That guy was off his fucking rocker. There was nothing he did.
I know.
There was nothing he did that was even close to sign language.
I think I've tried that before, several times in my life. I think I have attempted to do the sign language like that, but yeah, he.
Did you accidentally get a word right? Maybe, you know, by accident.
I you know what? I used to live right down the street from a deaf boy. We even had a sign on our street that said "Caution, deaf child." You know, one of those little yellow signs. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I know a little thing or two about sign language. And this guy, wow. And then he claims, I was hallucinating. I'm sorry, but that just cracks me the hell up. I mean, you know, you're there. I mean, this is like a big thing. And, you know, do you think he did it on purpose? Do you think he really knew what he was doing?
No,
or he was just fucking around? Or do you think he really was genuinely hallucinating?
I've heard so many conflicting news reports. Some people say that, you know, I don't know. I guess he, last year or something, he did some shit and he failed at it or something. I don't know. I've heard he had a criminal record. He was acquitted for murder, is what I heard today, that he was acquitted for murder. So now it brings up a big question. How the hell did he get up there? He was near the president. He was near all these important people. And here he is with some murder rap charge that he beat a couple of years back.
Really? He had a murder rap?
Yeah,
I was not aware of that.
I saw that on CNN tonight. That doesn't mean it's gospel, but they said that allegedly he had one. You know, I mean, that's the latest buzz about this fucking lunatic. But
you really think he's lunatic?
Props, man. I got to give the guy props for getting up there and doing it, though. I mean,
I wouldn't
have the balls to get up at Nelson Mandela's funeral and fake fucking sign shit.
That does take some major motherfucking balls. How big do you think his balls were?
Oh, man. He's dragging them on the fucking stage. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Lord. I mean, I don't know. Wow. You know? I think I could have done it. I could have pulled it off. I could have stood up there and pretended like, you know, I knew what I was saying with my hands. Because I always know what I'm saying with my hands. I mean, I just, you know, flop them around and shit all the time. And, you know.
Oh, you'd be able to sell it, right?
What? What'd you say?
Yeah, you gotta sell it. You gotta sell it.
You gotta at least know the language. Or the lingo, to some degree, you know, and then throw in some, like, you know, maybe he was throwing in some slang. Do you think he was throwing in some sort of, like, slang? Was it some sort of, like, African slang or something? I mean, I don't know. Or was he just swatting, like, imaginary butterflies and moths? I mean, I have no idea.
The guy's got some problems, that's for sure. Though.
Well, he's got some problems, but you know what? He's internationally known now, right?
but it's so sad because, you know, love him or hate him, whatever. You know, Nelson Mandela was a good man. You know, he did a lot of good. So here we are. We're trying to celebrate this guy's life and, you know, and here this jackass steals the show.
He did steal the show.
Yeah,
he certainly did. He did. Now, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, I really don't remember Nelson Mandela's passing, but I do remember this crazy asshole flapping his hands around, pretending he knows sign language. I mean, shit, man. I mean, Lord. But, okay, do you think, here's another subject. Do you think I think there's any chance of getting him on our show here and him or hiring him as a professional cuddler?
Well, he'd give a great happy ending with those hands.
I bet he could with those hand gestures. Absolutely. Yeah, and if he couldn't, then, you know, wow, you know. Okay, you get on the news nationally. You can't give, you know, a happy ending. Then, yeah, there's no way. Yeah.
I found, you know, I was snooping around on the internet today, and I found a website called The Snuggery. And The Snuggery is for some broad who's a some broad named Jacqueline, who's a professional snuggler. and so I think, you know, you mentioned the cuddling, and there's a professional cuddler. You know, what's her name? Samantha or something like that, is that?
Yes, so, Sam Hess. Her name is Samantha
right.
Hess. Yes, Sam Hess. Yes.
So I think there's, I think this is like a profession that more than just her do. I think there's other women who do this out there, like this old coven of snugglers or cuddlers out there. Because I found other like websites of other women who do it.
Wow. Hmm.
Like on the snuggler, this snuggery.org, the rates are. For a 45-minute session, $50. For an hour, $60. For 90 minutes, $90. And she'll even do the double cuddle, which allows clients to cuddle with two cuddlers concurrently.
Oh, really? Two
yeah,
for the price of one?
More. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, she charges more for that. And for
an
overnight
cuddle, oh, okay. See, there we go.
She'll do
right.
an overnight cuddle. She'll do an overnight,
overnight
cuddle. 10:30 at night till 7 a.m. for $425.
Whoa.
So I'm thinking this is a profession, that there's a lot more than just this Samantha Hess who does this.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, it's starting to sound like to me it's an industry. There's definitely an industry going.
We need to find one of these broads.
Well, yeah, broads, or, you know, what about
ladies,
a dude? What if there's a dude out there who does this? You know, that would probably even be even more intriguing. I'm willing to be a dude who will snuggle professionally for at least, you know, $60 an hour.
It said on the website, do overnight sessions for $425. Boom, you're set. Couple of those, you got your rent paid.
Damn. Ouch. Wow. That's yeah, okay. Yeah. So a 2-for-1 snuggle. You know, can you imagine what the price would that, you know, for that would be? I mean, Lord.
Oh, man. You'd have to work overtime just to afford the snuggle cost.
Right, right, right. I'm still extremely intrigued by the whole thing.
What do they do? What do they do while they lay there and cuddle? Do they watch movies together?
I don't know. I don't know. That's why we have to get one of these professional snugglers on the show here to tell us exactly what happens and what do they do. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just I'm beyond intrigued. I mean, this is just fascinating to me, especially when they try to claim it's strictly platonic.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. What is there, like a no boner policy? What if? You're,
How could you not get a boner with some hot chick?
Yeah, right.
Like you know, spooning you and
right.
rubbing your you know your head and yeah, well, you know, okay. All
right.
Right. Yeah.
That's
see,
that's exactly it. You know. What happened? It's just
yeah.
like. It's just like, you know, all these nudist colonies, they have a no-boner policy, but... You know,
oh, really? You're familiar with nudist colonies,
friend,
are you?
I had a friend who joined a nudist colony, and I said, how do you not walk around with an erection all the time? And he said, oh, they'll throw you out. You can't get an erection. I said, well, maybe you can't, but I could. No,
wow. Okay, so people... Okay, that's a whole other subject for an entire different show. You know... walking around with an erection at a nudist colony, I mean, that, I guess that's frowned upon. I mean, that's some sort of...
Well, yeah, you know, you're not...
wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
sound like,
yeah.
Have you been to a nudist colony? I mean, do you have some... You sound like you have some experience there with that.
I have never been to a nudist colony, but out on the coast of... California, I've been to a section that is a nudist beach.
okay.
I walked down through rather quickly and wore my trunks. but I'm going to tell you, the people who were out there, there was no erection. There was no...
okay. And why not?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you. It was fun. I was, you know, like looking at the Staphylococcus or whatever. I mean, there was no erection, and a lot of the women were real orange and rubbery looking because they lay out in the sun all the time. It was Yeah, no, it wasn't. There's nothing arousing. I walked through pretty quickly, and I think they call it like Pirate's Cove or Pirate's something or another. I don't remember what it's called. Coastal California.
Well, you know what?
But we need to find somebody. We need to find somebody who does like nudist colony. We need to.
I agree. Nudist colonies, and you know, maybe a porn star.
I think.
Or some.
Aaliyah, when Aaliyah was a kid, her mom, I think, used to drag her to nudist colonies when she was a little kid.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You might not want to go there. That's Aaliyah. That's your girlfriend, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
As an adult, she never. Yeah. Yeah. As an adult,
yeah. But yeah, you might not want to drag her and her experiences into
the
whole.
If I can't drag her through the ringer.
Probably not a good idea. Probably not.
I didn't say anything bad.
No, you didn't, but I had to cut you off. Okay, you know what? I'm going to play a song real quick here. And it's called Welcome here by A. Flo J. Simpson. And we're going to bring on our first featured guest here, Brian Sturdivant, Humboldt County crazy boy. Big time promoter. He does all kinds of stuff, and you know, he's got a lot going on. We're gonna bring him on, but we're gonna play this song real quick. All right, and we'll be right back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Eclectica. Introducing the lyrics and focus on giving the game and upgrading the soul and appearance. According to lyrics that God has just given me with the speed easily flowing, so feel me, cause more than the one of the five is a number. No other rapper alive will recover the fable is flowed. Taking a home that's vacated with flames inside of enough, and I'm dying for something. Living for nothing, considered to be what a nigger is dubbed by President Who? A resident thug. With everything tattered, regretting some dirt as I come with the tongue. Fucking disgusted with all the things that is stuck in my head to the point that I think that my blood and my joints and my tricks are becoming annoying and dead. And your boy isn't ready to quit yet. But boy, am I getting so pissed that I'm destroying these pieces of noise and the heat, they're disposing of competition. There's a man in the mission that's got some means of grabbing your fucking attention. If I'm down in the wood, I'm trying to see if my city can get some respecting. It's amazing we have it, so now I have to just take it by breaking your necks with a powerful rhyme, devouring time, and now it will feel like fashion. With thousands of lines surrounding your mind, making you feel dyslexic. Collecting applause a hand at a time, so clapping the sound of his presence. And there is no stopping the verse, and the nouns that I work like a clown in a traveling circus. And you, that is absurd. Now that I'm spitting, you want me to get on a verse with who? That is absurd. Now I'm destroying the amps, my voice is surging through. Save it and maybe I'll make you the last on my list to be served with curtains too. You heard I lied, like I'm so sorry, but that I'm my only purpose too. Be killing you niggas with lyrics to figure. Evil and wicked, mischievous and vicious. Really consider that this is a heater that's beating his niggas right in his submission. You feel it or not, you're hearing me lyrically spiritually sin with a fever. I caught it,
the sun of the city of San Francisco, air to the sun in the sky. Hot, dawning on all of the planets, that it is my time to rise and shine.
What you saying, Dot? If I'm giving a fair chance, I'm aiming ahead and you rap a button like Saban. Running from there back, melting nice when my heat turned up. I hope you will cast it, I'm dropping the classics and no one could have seen coming, even if you would try to stare at lights on the stage that's spot on location, which ain't none but a glare. When you compare it to all the lightning, a right to strike your nerve like a rare match. I'm bright, head dark as a chocolate. Fuck white folks whose heads are the bear. Black as a skin tone means I'm dumb. Oh, when their ring tones take no there. Cash, check my pulse to be cashed and bounce it. Out of my soul is not an option. You better only go to the bank and come right back before I deposit my 2 cents to the world that I live in. Turning this bitch to the world that I'm rocking. Holding up the stickiest pin that's making visibles out of my composition. Like as an artist, starting a movement, marketing motion through this. I still picture horrible living conditions. Rappers wish that they grew up calling, pardon me as I clear myself. I'm far from finished talking, but I'm sure that most of you listening know by now that I'm sicker than Tarzan. So cover your mouth with your right arm. Is this a contagious and quite strong, infecting the healthy while healing the ill? Illustrating details of my life on stereo decks and iPods. Betting out here, oh my god. Anytime something of mine is playing, somebody tell me that I want whatever I write. I'm right on representing a side that'll die on West. Even in death, I'm sure we'll haunt those wanting to see this night fall. The center of the city of San Francisco, air to the sun in the sky. Hot, dawning on all of the planet, that it's my time to rise and shine. Watch
the sun of the city of San Francisco, air to the sun in the sky. Hot, dawning on all of the planet, that it is my time to rise and shine. Watch the sun of the city of San Francisco, air to the sun in the sky. Hot, dawning on all of the planet, that it is my time to rise and shine. Watch the sun of the city of San Francisco, air to the sun in the sky. Hot, dawning on all of the planet, that it is my time to rise and shine. Watch the sun of the city of San Francisco, air to the sun in the sky. Hot, dawning on all of the planet, that it is my time to rise and shine.
Watch, 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 watch.
I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath just listening to that.
I wish I could do it too. If I had that talent, you know what? I'd be doing something completely different than I am now. But you know what? At this point, let's bring on Brian. Brian Studevant, and I'm sure I am fucking up his name because I'm horrible with names. But Brian Studevant, I mean, he's affiliated with Big Daddy Productions. And not only that, you know, he is a promoter of, you know, Highway, you know, the Roadside Service, whom we had on last week, Humboldt County. I think he is from Humboldt County. And, you know, Big Boy Records. I mean, this guy, he's got a lot going on. He really does. And not only that, he has a he has other things going on too, as far as, you know, helping out, you know, kids and all that, and charities and everything. I am pretty sure this guy is going to have some fun and exciting, just fascinating stuff to talk about with everything. He just seems like, and not only that, you know, we got, okay, wait, I'm not going to give it away. Let's just bring Brian on here right now. All right. Are you ready for this? Brace yourself. Here we come.
All right.
Here it comes. Here comes Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brian. Brian, am I, okay, how do you pronounce your last name? Because I'm horrible.
Yeah,
with
you fucked it up.
Oh, I had no doubt. Okay, first of all, just quickly, you know, give us the correct pronunciation there.
It's Studevant.
Studevant. Okay, there we go. Brian Studevant. Okay, of Big Daddy Productions and from Humboldt County, California. Is that correct?
Yep, born and raised.
Sweet. And Big Boy Records and everything else. Yes.
Yeah. We got Beautiful Boy Records. I have Big Daddy Promotions, Big Boy Entertainment. I got all kinds of different companies that I've ventured with.
Well, good. And that's exciting that you have all these ventures going. And, you know, again, thank you for coming on to the show and being a part of it, man. And, you know, Highway, wow, yeah. You know, I mean, that's how I initially came in contact with you, is because of Highway. I mean, that's okay, let's just say, I mean, that was an awesome album. It is an awesome album, and it's just now really making, you know, waves, right? I mean, really. How involved were you with that? I mean...
Oh, I've worked with Highway for about 8 years. He's my main artist. That album's been a couple years in the works, like he said, and I'm constantly pushing it. Like, if you could see my house, man, it looks like a miniature warehouse studio record label. I got his merchandise all over my living room. I got CDs and posters, and yeah, it's all independent hustle.
Well, yeah, that's a good sign of an excellent promoter and all that. And that's, you know, that leads me to my next question is, how did you get into being, you know, a promoter or whatnot? I mean, what?
About 10 years ago, my brother actually got into doing rap, and he was working with some producers that were screwing him over, and I'd never thought I'd be involved in music. Never. I used to work on cars and stuff. That was my hobby.
Really?
And I just seen that this producer was screwing my brother around. Like, he would make songs for my brother, put my brother on the song, and then 2 weeks later, somebody else would be on the song, and my brother's verse would be gone. Like, my brother paid to be on that song. And then 2 weeks later, my brother's verse wasn't on there, and someone else was on it. And this was like an ongoing thing. So I would just out of the love for my brother, I just started finding other producers that would help him out. And, I just started linking up with other artists and met some other promoters. And I was like, this is pretty dope. This is fun. I got to start meeting some of the artists that I grew up listening to.
Well,
and,
that's, That's really, you know, intriguing, man. I mean, wow. I've never heard, like, a story like that. Okay, it was like, it started off as something personal, and then it kind of expanded from there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, wow.
And, yeah, you know, it started out just helping my brother, and and then it got fun. I had some other promotional companies asking me to help, and it was, you know, I helped out promote just to get some tickets. And then I started to learn how to put on my own shows.
Really? Okay. So, yeah. I mean, oh, wow. Okay, you say put on your own shows. I mean, what's that like for you? I mean, how, I mean, you, I mean, live shows, or do you mean just books? I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I put on hip-hop concerts, and that's how I ended up meeting Highway.
Uh-huh.
One of my venues that I used told me that some kid dropped off a CD that he wanted to get on some shows, and I listened to it, and the production was shitty, but his his skills were like, I was like, man, this kid's got something. I gotta pick this kid up and work with him. And so I met him. I met him when he was 18, and my pitch line was, "Hey, you want to roll with me and fuck bitches and." and party, and he signed on from there.
So that was your tag. Like, yeah, man, you get a good sound. You want to come hang with me, and I'll promote you, and you can fuck some bitches.
Pretty much.
That's
well, hilarious. It works. It obviously works.
It definitely did, man. We've had our times of partying and bitches for sure. But now we're grown up.
Well, that's great. Okay, that's really cool to hear. You know how you, the whole origin. I mean, and the genesis of I mean, how does even? I mean, like you said, it came out of like some sort of thing, personal thing with your family, personal family member and all that. But okay, but how do you, like, go from there and to move forward? You know, it's just, it baffles me because I find it amazing, and I think it's very intriguing. Like, how in the hell do you become Big Daddy Promotions and all that? And how do you, move forward with things? I mean,
It's been years and years of hard work, man.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I mean, how many years of hard work?
I've been doing it for about probably 10 years.
Wow, okay. And is it, like, starting to pay off or anything? I don't mean to get personal about, like, financial stuff and all that, but,
Nah, man, a lot of people got to realize that doing independent music, you got to love what you're doing or it's not the right thing to be in. A lot of these younger kids think that they're going to be a rapper and make millions of dollars, and it just don't happen that way.
Right. It's the same way with not just, hey, I can totally relate. It's not just like that for just rap or any other, musical like genre. It's the same way for any, for writers and other artists and filmmakers, independent filmmakers and everything. Yeah, it's more of the love of, your art and all that.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. All right. Cool, man.
So, no, cool. I've just always have enjoyed helping people, and that's, like, to me, that's my payment of getting a thank you or seeing someone else succeed. Like I said, that's how it started. I wanted to help my brother succeed.
Right.
And it's just now he's doing his own thing, traveling. He just got back from Ohio. He did a show out in Ohio.
Ohio, that's where I am. That's where I live.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he was out there. He did a show with Twisted Insane.
Oh yeah, part of Ohio was that?
I think they were in Columbus.
Oh, my gosh, that's my capital. That's only like an hour away from me. Wow, okay. That's crazy. That's really cool, man. Beyond what you have already, like, promoted, I mean, who do you like to promote, or who do you want to promote beyond, I mean, do you have, like, a vision for anybody? Or
My main focus
right now is Highway?
Right now it's Highway. And
absolutely,
then, you know,
yeah.
I manage Flo J. Simpson also.
Uh-huh.
But then I also, like I said, I put on other shows and I bring in big name artists.
Uh-huh.
That I've kind of put aside to work with, to focus more on Highway. And I'm really focused on my charity work right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of charity work, how'd you get into that? I mean, what prompted that?
I do the Toys for Tots every
uh-huh.
year around Christmas. This is my third year doing that. I just, like I said, I enjoy helping people. And, so like 3 years ago, decided to get some, Humboldt County musicians together and do a show, and everything that was raised on that show benefited the kids. And so we have kept it going, and we just had the event last week, and I did some shopping today with the money that was donated. And Monday we'll be dropping off the toys for the kids.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And then this cancer charity I'm doing started in February of this year. I was just cruising Facebook the morning of one of my shows, and I see stuff on there all the time, you know, like help this person, help that person. But it's never really nobody around my town. I came across the story of this little boy here that has brain cancer. And I thought, man, what if that was my kid? What,
right.
You know? I was like, I got to do something, because I hope someone would do something for my kid. And so that night I had a show, and I decided to donate all my profits to the kid and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is super cool, man. He's 9 years old. Just turned 10 years old. And just watch what he goes through, the chemo and being strapped down to MRI beds for hours at a time. And this kid smiles every damn day, dude. Like, even though he's in pain, he smiles.
Yeah, see that?
Like,
wow. Just, fuck. You're going to make me cry, fucker.
What is the exact charity? If someone wants to look up the charity or something, what's the exact?
It's called Hip Hop for Hope Children's Cancer Foundation.
All right.
I got a page on Facebook. I got support bracelets that say Hip Hop for Hope on them. They can go to that site, or they can go to my regular Facebook and hit me up, and they're $5 plus $2 for shipping, and the $5 goes to the charity fund, which I use to give to the families to help pay for gas or whatever to go to San Francisco so they can get their treatment and, you know, whatever
wow.
they need help funding.
That's awesome,
that's
man.
Huge.
I mean, yeah, you don't hear very many people who are promoters or, you know, into the, you know, the whole hip-hop scene or anything like that, who is truly committed to that kind of stuff. And I find that very, you know, admirable that you are. Are you a father? I mean, is that,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
okay.
a daughter. She's going to turn 18 in February.
Oh my gosh. 18. Oh my gosh. You're way ahead of me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I started young, man. She was born when I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
How has that whole journey been? If you don't mind me asking, I mean, just
it's been a very crazy one, because, when she was 5 years old, my my ex-wife left me, and I became a single father of a daughter. And I've raised her pretty much on my own since she was five. And raising a girl as a father has been pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, I know. That in itself is very admirable because, you know, I'm, I'm probably older than you are. And and my daughter is just, she's 7 going on 8 here. And she already acts like she's 18. And I'm at a loss, but I shit you not. I'm not joking. You laugh.
Well,
but,
I know, dude. That's why I'm laughing, man. I'm praying for you right now.
But just to hear, you know, to hear all that, that's very encouraging, and that makes me really happy, you know. And everything you're doing, man, everything you have going on, you know, with Big Daddy Promotions and you know, the Hip Hop for Hope, it just, I mean, that's just good stuff, man. That's just good. I mean, to hear someone that positive, and you know, you're promoting all these other musicians or whatnot. I mean, what's it feel like for you personally? I mean, what do you get out of it personally? I mean, I know we don't make any money doing this kind of stuff personally.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's not financial, and this year has been super horrible on the financial part, and the kids and their families, that part of it is what's kept me going and doing it. Because basically I'd like to say a big fuck you to the mainstream rappers that I've brought here. And they're just greedy, man. They tell you thank you, but it's, you know, yeah, thank you because I'm paying your fucking rent and your light bill. But these little kids, like, I can see it in their eyes and, you know, when they tell me thank you or when the parents tell me thank you, like, they really mean it.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful, man. Right, that is fucking beautiful. It really is. Wow.
So, yeah, I'm more on that mission right now, man. And this morning I found out there was another girl here diagnosed with cancer, 2 years old, man, on her birthday, got diagnosed with cancer right before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like... There's a lot of this place is very beautiful, but up here, but they did a lot of, back in the 70s and stuff, they did a lot of chemical testing up here.
Really? Like, what do you mean?
Like
Humboldt? You're talking about Humboldt County?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
One of the things they did with like the weed crops and stuff, they used to fly over and spray DDT.
Right, DDT,
and,
yeah, same thing they did in, like, Vietnam,
Yeah, when they also used our area to test, they tested the Agent Orange here before Vietnam.
Wow, okay.
And we also have a big, we have an old nuclear power plant that's slowly leaking stuff into our water.
Oh, that's great, huh? Jeez.
So, I mean, to see all these little kids to be getting cancer, like, that's all I could think of is, like, it's got to be something in the water.
Yeah, something's going on.
If the, you know, if the mom's not breastfeeding them, they're drinking water with formula.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, formula with local water. You're right. I'm sorry, that's not funny, but, yeah, it's ironic, too. But good Lord. All right, so, if you don't mind me asking, I want to talk about, you know, Twisted, you know?
What's that?
How involved are you with Twisted? Is that,
from
is that
Psychopathic?
A Juggalo band or the whole,
yeah,
like,
yeah, they're with, they were, they left the record label, but they, yeah, they were with ICP. I booked them this year. They did a big tour with who else? Potluck, who is from Humboldt County, was on it. There was a couple other artists on it, but they did a big tour, and I brought them through this year. And, yeah, that was a bust.
So, okay, all right. Well, you know, I mean, just the fact they're a Juggalo band and all that. Are they really, like, a Juggalo? I mean, is it just because they wear face makeup, or I don't know?
I'm not really into the scene that much, but
right.
I got a lot of respect for, like, the whole Juggalo crowd or whatever, because they all consider each other family, and that's
right.
A big thing for them. Like, it's a lot of people that are, like, outcasts or they kind of formed their own family for,
right,
you know, people that got made fun of in school and felt like they had no friends and stuff. And so they linked up with this music and, you know, have created a worldwide thing.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like, oh, my gosh. You know, it's like a whole movement, actually. It really is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just not like there in Humboldt County or anywhere else, but, you know, the Juggalo movement, it's national. You know, just...
Oh, it's worldwide, man. It's huge.
Oh, worldwide. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, really? Okay. Elaborate, please. I mean,
I don't know, like I said, I don't know, like, super bunch about it, but ICP has been doing their own... They own their own record label. They started their own record label and are making millions of dollars, and they've done it
really?
All themselves without having... like Capitol Records or Bad Boy or anybody behind them.
Uh-huh.
And their fan, the Juggalos, their fans, they're like, they are the most loyalist fans of music I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
if they feel that your music is real, like, they'll back you 100%.
Man. Wow. Okay. That's kind of like staggering for me. I mean, I didn't know it was that big. Honestly, I really didn't. I got, man. All right. So, all right. I know you do all kinds of other productions too, right? You know,
yeah, I know you want to hear about the Jell-O wrestling.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I have to ask.
Yeah,
I've seen the pictures. I've seen the post. Yeah, Jell-O wrestling and everything else. Yeah, ma'am, please tell us about that because, you know what, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, so when I first started doing shows and stuff, I started doing theme parties. I did, like, pimps and hoes parties. You know, you get dressed up.
It just
brings an extra element to it, and we would do wet T-shirt contests and stuff with that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then I got linked up with another promoter, and we started doing the Jell-O wrestling. And I actually started working with the local strip club. They would bring some of the strippers to be, like, featured. They would be, like, the main event. And then I would do, like, I always have a cash prize and a trophy. And I'll have, like, the amateur part where anybody in the crowd can sign up, and it's, like, 30-second matches, and they just go at it. And the idea was it was to be sexy. Like, sex sells, guaranteed. Like,
oh, yeah, sex sells. I mean, anyone who's in denial of that is full of shit.
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
That's where I've made money is off of that and midget wrestling.
Of course. Midget wrestling?
Yes, I bring midget wrestling to Eureka too. But Jell-O wrestling every time is sold out. My venue is packed.
Are you
and
serious?
It's just girls rolling around in a swimming pool of Jell-O.
Wow.
Wow.
Who would have thought Eureka, California? I mean, Eureka, I struck gold. Or I struck a, you know,
yeah.
hot jello wrestler. I'm sorry. That is cool, man. I swear to God, I used to live in San Francisco. I mean, I'm San Francisco and San Jose, that whole area.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was never really aware of Eureka until,
yeah.
you know, a couple weeks ago when we had on
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that when you were talking
about
the highway.
Yeah, and it's just like, I lived there, it's like, you heard nothing about it. And then, or you know, Eureka or Humboldt County. I mean, Humboldt County to me right there. I prefer Humboldt County over Eureka. Humboldt County just sounds really cool. And especially with, you know,
We are the real Northern California.
There we go. I get that impression. Humboldt County is the real Northern California, and I mean, you guys, yeah. According to me, you're on the map now. Humboldt County, I was never aware of it before last week, but I'm all aware of Humboldt County at this point.
How do you get those big name rappers to come to Humboldt County? When you put on a show, how do you entice them to come there and do a show that you promote?
You, like I said, you pay their rent, you pay their bills.
That's it. They just come
you
out
pay
there.
Them. Yeah, I don't know, man. A lot of people, like Highway said last time, like we're known for marijuana. We're the Mecca of marijuana.
The Mecca.
And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A lot of people that don't know the industry, they just think that the rappers come here for the weed, but we actually pay these guys to come and entertain people here. But people just think, oh, they're just coming here to get weed. They're just doing a show here because they want to get weed. Yeah, so a lot of them smoke weed, and that's a bonus for them. But no, we pay them.
Well, you know, honestly, weed. I think at this point, oh God. I mean, it's probably, you know, it's probably not as destructive as alcohol. I mean, honestly, unless you consider, you know, lung damage and lung cancer, but you know, you get liver cancer from drinking alcohol. But yeah.
Yeah, no, not one person has ever died from smoking weed. Maybe
right,
from the
exactly.
other, maybe like you said, lung cancer or whatever, but actually like overdosing or smoking themselves
right,
to death
yeah.
has never happened.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I agree. I'm not a big weed smoker or anything like that, but I agree with you. And, you know, it's absurd to me at this point that, you know, weed isn't just, I mean, it's legal in like a few states, you know, and especially Colorado. But beyond that, you know, why isn't it just like internationally just like, yeah, whatever, you know?
I'll tell you the main reason why
not. Okay, here we go. Oh, are
no,
you one
seriously.
Of those conspiracy theorists or?
No. This
okay.
is,
okay.
I mean, it's talked about all the time here because, like I said, we are one of the meccas of where marijuana
right.
comes from.
Okay.
But also from doing the cancer thing.
Uh-huh.
I know that a lot of people use it to. It's proven to cure cancer.
Yeah.
And the big pharmaceutical companies don't want people to be able to grow their own medicine.
Right.
If people could
fine.
Grow their own medicine, then
mm-hmm.
billions of dollars that these people make off chemicals like chemo.
Right, I know.
My dad
died of cancer, and at one point they prescribed to him, guess what, pills, marijuana in a pill form.
Yep,
to help his pain. You know what I mean? I get it, man. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, it's not just for the pain. It's the THC is.
Uh-huh.
That's what kind of. I don't know. I don't know all the technical stuff about it. I'm learning about it because I know some of the cancer patients up here,
uh-huh.
they're big advocates of it. But the combination of THC and the CBD triggers the stuff in your body to help fight disease in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural medicine.
Yeah. Seems like it because, you know, it's just a fucking plant that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Native Americans used to just smoke and all that. You know what I mean? And I get it. I totally get it, man. That's beautiful. And, you know, fucking Humboldt County seems to be, like you said, a mecca for it. I love that. And I also love, you know, everything you have going on, man, being a promoter and all that.
Charity work's amazing, man.
Yeah, it is. The charity work and everything. And on top of that, you know, being a promoter, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy the benefits of the charity work the most. The promoting and rap business is getting kind of old. It's very stressful and.
Really? Okay.
Well,
please elaborate. How is it stressful?
I mean, putting in a month worth of work to put on a show, like promoting it and advertising and dealing with the egotistical artists and just some of the bullshit that comes along with paying these guys to perform. And it's not worth it.
Oh,
so where do you go
I get
here,
it. I get it. I've been there, done it.
Where do you go
I totally know what you're talking about.
I mean, this year I've had artists not show up and not pay me my deposits back. I've almost gone to blows with another artist's manager because he wouldn't get on stage. He didn't get on stage till 1:45 in the morning, and the venue closed at 2 o'clock, and he was supposed to perform for 45 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, a lot of these guys, a lot of these bigger names, man, they got big heads, and
yeah,
they don't think that they, I don't know, they don't appreciate the fans.
Right. So okay. So you've definitely found that ego comes into, it's a major factor as far as like dealing with, you know, these creative types. I mean, you enjoy working with creative folks, right? I mean, and
yeah, for sure.
Supporting them, but like, you know, like you've said, you've had some very negative experiences with, you know, artists or whatever you want to call them that have egos. Wow, okay. Yeah, I can totally relate. That's okay.
I mean, even my own artists, Highway and FloJ, they can be a pain in the ass sometimes, too.
Really?
they even think it's entertaining to piss me off sometimes.
Well, you know, we all get pissed off at each other, you know, people we work with. But, yeah, you know. Highway, wow, you've got something, yeah, something good, very good.
Yeah,
going,
no,
Highway,
I mean,
yes.
No doubt these guys are super talented.
Uh huh.
But man, if these guys' fucking heads weren't attached, sometimes they would leave it in another town. I swear.
Well, that's why they have someone like you, who is sort of a, you know, promoter and manager, to help keep their shit together. I mean. That's
pretty
essential,
much.
Man.
Yeah.
That's essential. It is. Honestly, it really, really is. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I was so intrigued by, you know, you promoting him and everything you have going on there with, you know, with Highway and everything else. And it's like, you know, if I ever decided I want to be some sort of promoter, you know, in that way, it's like, how would I go about it? Or, you know, what would I do?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay. Oh, come on. Come on. You're doing it for a good reason for some reason. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I enjoy doing it.
Uh-huh.
You know, for helping people and stuff, but
uh-huh.
There's a lot of people that get into it and think it's this big, glamorous party lifestyle and
yeah.
that you're going to make a bunch of money, and then they just end up fucking it up for me and other promoters that are really working hard.
Right.
We get a lot of people up here that grow uh-huh. weed and want to try to funnel their money, wash their money through doing a show or something, and they have
uh-huh.
no clue how to put on a show.
Huh.
And it just looks shitty. It just makes other promoters look bad. Because they'll do a show and the artist won't show up, or the show just totally gets canceled and people don't get their money back. And, yeah, it just looks shitty on other promoters.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, that's not exclusive to, you know, the hip-hop scene or promoting. I got to be honest with you, and I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm a promoter, too, in a way. With you
mm-hmm.
know several other people and promote poetry shows where we feature you know rap artists and musicians and poets and everything else and yeah get fucked over too and it's all an ego thing. It has nothing
yeah.
to do with anything else. Yep. you know what? Gosh, I feel like I've made a connection here. we shouldn't even be like talking about this publicly or laughing about it. But you know what? It's true. It doesn't matter what venue or what type or genre of you know art, be it you know music or poetry or film or anything else that you're talking about. But this happens. This happens. It happens all the time. You know, you get you help and promote people, and you get used and abused, and then fucked over, and then you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm an asshole. Did this just happen? But I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm just trying to let you know.
No, it's good. It's good to know that there's other people out there that deal with the same thing.
Yeah. It happens, buddy. But, you know, I really respect what you have going on, man. And
thank you, man.
Yeah, and Highway and everything and what you're doing and all of your, you know, gosh. I mean, okay, so, okay, what Big Boy, Big B-O-I Records?
So we have Beautiful Boy Records
uh-huh.
and then Big Boy Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Is another thing I did. Big Boy Entertainment was me and my DJ Ray, and
uh-huh.
we're both big dudes. We're over 400 pounds each, and so we're like, "Hey, Big Boy Entertainment." And that,
uh-huh.
Me and him were the ones that were doing like the theme parties, and we do like blacklight parties
uh-huh.
where everybody dress up in white and have black lights and.
That's great.
And we would do a black light wet t-shirt contest.
Love it.
And
okay.
Yeah, it was. Those were some crazy times, man. It ended up in. It would usually end up in a naked contest. And how nasty could the girls be? Like, yeah. Our motto was skin to win.
Skin to win. I love it. That's great. Oh, my God. Sorry. That's awesome.
No, man,
man.
It was good times. I miss it for sure. We haven't done anything like that in a while.
The venue
that we used to do it at got shut down. The owner went bankrupt. And what we were doing wasn't exactly totally legal as far as the girls,
right.
the girls being running around naked in a bar. Yeah, and other bars don't want that stigma on them, so we can't. We haven't really been able to do much of that.
Oh, shoot, man. You are great. All right. So, hey, I got to ask, okay? We're getting ready to go into our second hour here. You know, you've been fun and great, and I definitely want you to, I mean, if you could stay on and hang out with us for, like, the next hour or so and have fun with us, with our next guest, who's going to be a poet. He's a poet. This is like an all California. This guy's from Long Beach. He's a poet from Long Beach.
Okay.
It'd be fun if you just, like, hung out with us and was, you know, like our third, like, you know, co-host here and all that. And
yeah, man, I'll stay on for a minute.
Yeah, stay on for a minute. All right.
I don't know
You've
how much
great,
battery life
on.
I got. I don't know how much longer my phone will last, but for sure.
No, but seriously,
I don't want to steal his spotlight either.
No. You wouldn't steal a spotlight. You just hang out with us and, you know, ask him some questions and just hang out with us and just have fun. Because this, I mean, he's from California. He's from Long Beach. He's a poet. His name is. And I'm sure I'm going to butcher his name, too. I'm horrible at names. I already fucked yours up. Well, how do you pronounce your name again one more time? And let us know how can we find out more about you.
My last name is Sturdivant, and you can go on Facebook. You can type in Big Daddy Promotions on Google, and you will find me on Facebook. I should be, like, the first or second thing that pops up on Google.
Well, see, that's the thing. Big Daddy, I can do that. Sturdivant, did I say that right? Brian Sturdivant?
Yep.
My first name is Brian, too. So, not Brian, too, but just Brian. yeah, man.
Well, let's see. The dude's from California. Let's see if he heard about Humboldt County.
Yeah, that will be fascinating. We'll see if he has or whatnot. and in the meantime, yeah, Big Daddy Productions. I mean, that seems more...
It's promotions, not productions.
Oh, promotions. Okay. Big Daddy Promotions.
Yep.
Okay.
If you're going to look it up on Google, yeah.
All right. Yeah, Google that. All right. All right, we're going to just, you know what, go to another little music break here. A little more Flojo Simpson. Is that cool with you? Because I know that's here
yep.
we go. All right, here we go.
Hyperphonic is weak, your supersonic is whack. Yo, eclectic, is that what I think it is? Let's go, nigga, let's go. Back to the future, on to Marty McFly. Did I pass the present to find 1995 in the air, where every battle starts to be real now. Touching on a Care Bear, watching the lifeless niggas alive living inside of a living room, hidden within the cul-de-sac, watching the rhyme, listening to muted television, producing the odds of music and his message heard. A metaphor for the time, which I've been whining a dozen ways as I run the rhyme around the wrist without a band. I have my hands become a time with the nervous tick, matching my stop. Sunrise to a movement, soon to be hours, and starting to shine in the face. As the ignorant, finding every young into his grinding face and time in a state penitentiary. Four watch face, forcing you to face facts and try to feel me as you roll through your face. From every line, I'll be serving you. A fresh out of DeLorean. Eclectic, let them know. Hip hop back. A fresh out of DeLorean. Fake rappers gotta go. Hip hop back. A fresh out of DeLorean. All around the globe. Hip hop back. A fresh out of DeLorean. Hatin' ass niggas, you can't stop that. Bringing it back to the roots of this impostor. Watch every rainfall, indicating our progress and having grown through the dirt that we had to do to get shining. Sending this out of France to acknowledge a piece of my mind. I'm willing to give up just a blind and reminding myself that I have lost it by certain different reasons to keep me from popping a trunk and make like a tree and leave you needing oxygen. breathe. Living without eclectic and me makes no sense. Like spilling with no vowels and no consonants. A, B to make with me. E, I, O, U, Y, because they're timeless. Watch as we clock in. Fresh out to DeLorean. Eclectic, let them know. Hip hop back. Fresh out to DeLorean. Fake rappers gotta go. Hip hop back. Fresh out to DeLorean. All around the globe. Hip hop back. Fresh out to DeLorean. Hating ass niggas, you can't stop that. Hop is back, like his finest been fixed up. Standing for California, that's a wise decision. Yo, Lewis and Steel, I am insisting. I'll rotate you like my switches and I will flick ya. Thinking for your paper, moisturizing my figures. Place you with the game that my heart consists of. Seal you up tight like old guys with big butts. Lighting your ass up, traveling dying by hitting you hard. Becoming a monster whose eyes are crimson. Foaming at the mouth for a mic to rip up. Excuse me, grip still, my righteous is numbing. Kicks around, wrapped airtight from big ones. I really don't think my air nights your fixing. With both feet in your mouth when you quietly whispering. The fixture was a bowing vibe is in the. So what if I'm not, I'm close, baby. What the fuck is it? I would die before living in the waves of the market. You can have your pitch, cause we find a styrofoam filled up consistently with Tennessee. Yes, I plot always one of my sound with a penalty. Down to get up, out of the damn chairs with your broad point hit. Just cause the sky's looking the back and forth to shitting on what you heard from rap. You barely heard it, the thing was gunned down right after. Tupac got hit up, though there are exceptions. I feel there is none. Alive with the drive like a runaway pickup. To live to die, a legend of life and flip up. The birds of the world without giving six bucks. That is where I'm at, and I hope you feel what I have been to ride into a homeless sick bug. Stick up the duck up, both my friends up. And I've been trying to get noticed up in the game. And knowing to be acclaimed, the dopest nigga never to make it. Now that my focus is up, who the fuck can stop me from blowing shit up? And know this is an empty promise, because it's full of the force I'm killing this track with. That's an example for those who will fuck to say my lyrics and not be close to Christian.
Fuck y'all niggas.
So, you know what, we're just going to quickly stand up here. My co-host, Mr. Gosensky, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, we need to do the Pledge of Allegiance here.
We're doing it in the middle.
We haven't done the Pledge of Allegiance yet here. We need to stand up, remove our hats, and let Abraham Lincoln or whomever recorded this pledge. You just stand up there, put your hand on your heart, and stare at a flag. We're going to just do that real quick, all right? All right, here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings a tear every time, every damn time. Lord.
That sounded like the Abe Lincoln at Disneyland on the president. Do you know the presidential ride where it's like the robots?
Yes, yes. I agree. It does sound like Abraham Lincoln a robot. I mean, a Disneyland one. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking more of like. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know. but yeah.
But Disneyland's got that show or that ride, or they used to when I was a kid, like it was the Presidents of America.
The Presidents,
and, like,
yeah.
And it was all animatronic. It sounded like Abe Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Definitely an animatronic Abraham Lincoln. You got it. You totally got it. Yes, Abraham Lincoln animatronic. Damn.
And then the music sound like you're going to watch this badass show or something.
Uh-huh. And then the, yeah. And then the applause, you know. The, you know.
You're weepy. The tear to my eye every time.
All right. Well, you know what? It seems like we don't have the next guest. He's, I don't know. He hasn't called in, or he called in, or he dropped out. So you know what? Let's all just have fun and shoot the shit for a minute or two and see if he comes in here. His name is Zach Nelson. I'm sure I'm butchering his last name. He's a poet, and he's from Long Beach, California. Zach Nelson Lapicleo, or Lapicillo, or whatever. Pretty confident he's going to eventually call in. He's been trying. We will see. But in the meantime, let's do a little bit of Puff the Magic Dragon really quick, just to see if we can give him a chance.
For Humboldt County.
Oh, Humboldt County, yeah. Either, yeah. See, that's the thing about Puff the Magic Dragon. I find that song. I used to have it on a 45, a little 45 record. You know, I'm old. And had it on a 45. And, you know, I just assumed it was some sort of innocent thing way back then. And, but, you know, as I, you know, I've gotten older and went to college and all this crap and they teach you to interpret everything. You know, I think, okay, Puff. Okay, Puff. Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, maybe it's a Humboldt County sort of like, you know, puppy. Or is it, you know, just an erect penis or something? Well, let's just listen to what Peter, Paul, and Mary have to say about it for just a moment, and we'll be right back.
The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Hop the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
That song gets me hot every time. And I mean, kids. I'm sorry. It does. you know, it appears that, you know, our second guest, apparently he can't make it or he can't call in or hasn't. So, you know what? If we just want to have fun and shoot the shit for a few more minutes, all three of us, and, you know, talk about, you know, everything and anything going on, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, man, I want you to check out, since you just did that Puff the Magic Dragon posted on your Facebook.
Here we go. Sweet. Okay.
Flo J. Simpson did a remix to Puff the Magic Dragon. I just put it on your Facebook.
Oh, are you kidding me? Is that
It's called
really?
Enter the Dragon.
Really?
Yeah, check it out.
That's awesome. I love it. Wow. Yeah, Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah.
It's definitely about smoking weed.
Okay, it's not about getting puffy like, you know.
Fantasy dragon.
it's not about getting a plug up.
It's definitely more of a...
Not because they say little Jackie paper. They're talking about rolling papers, man.
That's awesome. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, Lord. You know, let's... here are some things I want... I mean, I think we should just... I mean, for the last few minutes here, since, you know... Oh, wait. We get a call. Oh, no. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we got a caller here.
All right,
I have no idea who this is. This might be crazy. Let's see. Hold on, I'm gonna bring him on. Okay, hold on, guys. Here we go. Hello, caller, you're on.
Hello. I was in that movie, Warriors, where somebody shot Cyrus, like, this guy. They have this big gang convention, like, for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Somebody shot, like, the leader of this guy, like, he was over all the gangs. And, like,
uh-huh.
Somebody shot him. They shot him, like, at this big convention. And, the leader of all the gangs died, and everybody's like, it was Warriors, they did it. And so all the gangs that were in the convention, like, turned on the Warriors. So they're, like, a really, well, they, like, didn't have a lot of guys, so they had to, like, run everywhere. But I wasn't in the movie, but I saw it. And that guy, they had the baseball guys, like, chase them with bats in their face of painted.
Yeah, painted faces, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
That's sweet. All right, caller.
So,
do you have any questions for our current? Yeah. Okay.
I was wondering because I saw the picture of your face was painted. I thought like you were in that movie because it reminded me of the Warriors. Like, do you play baseball?
I use my ball and bat on chicks' faces.
But, like, use it on their butt. Like, what if, like,
facial... Yeah, I use it on their butt, too.
But, like, facial reconstruction surgery...
Hey, that's their problem.
You know, like, you could get, like, if they call the cops, he hit me on the face, baseball bat, and they'll arrest you.
Well, I've seen the movie The Warriors, and I saw it when I was like, good Lord. I remember seeing it on Cineview. That was before HBO or anything. Like, there were, used to be a thing called Cineview. It was like only available like once a week or so. I'm old. Huh? No, this is before Cinemax, HBO, or anything.
Betamax.
It was called Cineview.
Betamax, not Cinemax. Betamax.
Betamax. Really, Kaczynski? Are you Betamax? Come on. I'm way older than that. But I do remember the movie The Warriors. And, you know, it's a classic. And, you know, yeah, there was all these gang wars and stuff. And you know what? The guys just went out and beat the shit out of each other on The Warriors. They didn't go up, you know, no guns, none of that shit, none of that gangster shit that we have nowadays, you know, our kids just going to high school and shooting people up and all that. No, guys just went out and did a little fist fighting or, you know, beat the shit out of each other with, you know, baseball bats or or whatnot in little gangs. And they wore fancy jackets. What happened to that? Whatever happened to, like, hey, I'm going to wear a fancy jacket or, you know, some sort of, like, jean jacket and beat the shit out of somebody else.
Yeah,
but anyhow, we have
them.
Another caller. We have another caller here. We're going to bring this caller on real quick here. And hello, 217, you're on.
Hello.
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 Hello. What do you have to say?
Oh, well, I was just listening to the show earlier with Mr. Sturdivant there and talking about the ego problems, and I thought I would just call in and say, I feel your pain, man. It's Michelle McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got on the line, and then I heard you guys talking something about balls and chicks' faces or something, and yeah, rethinking my decision to call the fucking blog talk, yeah. So, what's up?
Okay, no, please elaborate.
really think so, no.
No, I mean, if you have you sound like you have a legitimate question here. And you have some legitimate concerns, please, just,
concerned
about clown,
jackets,
are you concerned about
maybe?
Clown faces? Does that frighten you, or what?
Clowns are bad, but I don't.
Clowns are bad, okay.
How about mimes? Are mimes as bad as clowns?
pretty close, yeah. Pretty close. 100,000 mimes, absolutely not. Like, no fucking way. Like, whatever country they're doing that in, I'm never going to.
So, all right. Well, I mean, what do you feel about, how do you feel about the music that's going on here?
Oh, I love, like, Highway's amazing. Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good stuff.
They still have landmines that blow up, like if you're in Vietnam and you're a kid, you could go out and play, like you're playing or whatever, and like a landmine will still blow up, like it was buried there in like 1968 or something, and a whole landmine will blow up and like blow your leg off. And they have, you could send money, like, and they'll put one of them, the fake leg.
Yeah, oh yeah, those. Yeah.
Every kid has a landmine, blow them off.
I remember my point now was poets are assholes. Yeah.
Poets are assholes. All right. Yeah. That's pretty much been confirmed. But you know what? Musicians and other artists are not. But anyhow.
Apparently they are.
What you need to do is pay the poets rent and light bills to come perform at the event. And then they won't be as bad.
Oh, boy. If I got paid anything for what I do. But anyhow. So, anyhow, let's, you know what, Lord. We've already done the Pledge of Allegiance once, just the, you know, Abraham Lincoln version. Let's just do like a, oh gosh, I don't know, John Wayne's version? I mean, John Wayne. I mean, he's a legend when it comes to, you know, film and everything else. And he's just, he's an American icon, is he not? All right, we're going to do a quick John Wayne Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll be right back.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do those words mean to you? To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, for your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the republic for which it stands.
A land of laws with an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the government. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded. Where the ballot box is the sword, people, its wielder.
One nation, under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel and raw courage, and formed forever by the awful crucible. Civil War.
With liberty.
Her man, in pursuit of an honest life, will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity. Where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes. All people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
All right. Wow. God bless.
And that was more than Pledge of Allegiance.
You know what? Our guest, our other guest, the poet Zach Nelson Lapiccolio, or Lapiccolo, I mean, it seems like he's been trying to call in, and for some reason he just can't get through. He pops in, pops out, you know, so I'm not trying at all to belittle him at all. No idea why that's going on. I've seen him, his number pop up and then disappear. Zach, if you're still there, buddy, just try one more time.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun stuff to talk to you about, your poetry and everything else, man, and everything else going on. He's not only a poet, but a publisher and, you know, a promoter in his own right, just like you, Brian. He really is. You know, and that's something I really like and admire, you know. I mean, that's promoting in itself is an art form, Brian. I mean, you know, and it's like you said, you know, I mean, just quickly tell me what exactly, like, prompted you to get into that.
I told you what. About my brother.
Yeah, your brother. Right, okay. Your brother and everything else? As far as, like, I don't know. You obviously like, you know, creativity
after
and
with
everything
my,
else.
After with my brother, I just enjoyed
right.
the fun of going to the concerts and
uh-huh.
meeting the artists and, yeah, I just started doing my own shows, and then I started doing those parties I was telling you about, and it was years of drunken debauchery.
Drunken debauchery. Oh, that's the best thing. Drunken debauchery. I can totally relate to that. all right. So all right, man. Okay. Apparently, our other guest is having some sort of technical difficulties in his current environment. I think he said he might be in the mountains or something. Oh, wait, I might have him here. Hold on. Hello, Zach, is that you? Oh,
yes, I think I'm at a
Oh, you're here. Okay, you've been, like, popping in and out, man. All right. Oh.
You gotta love mountains, right?
You're Hello? Here. Finally, we have Zach. Zach! Sorry, man. I've been trying to get you on here, and you kept popping out. It's like, you told me it might be spotty where you're at. Where exactly
yeah.
are you at, Zach?
Idlewild. It's Mount here in Southern California.
Yeah. And okay, all right. How exact? Okay, I'm a big fan of your poetry, obviously. Okay, and your work, and you know you as a publisher. How exactly do you pronounce your last name, man? Zach, hello.
You losing me again?
Zach, hello.
There you go.
Apparently,
yeah.
Zach's not going to be able to make it tonight.
Hello?
Zach, you there?
Hello?
Hello, Zach.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yeah. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control
All right.
to Major hello?
Tom.
Hello?
Hello, Zach. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. I can.
Okay, all right. Apparently you are not in Long Beach at this point.
Not at the
right?
moment.
No, not at the moment. Are you in a mountain? All right. Well, Zach?
Hey.
Zach. All right, Zach, we might have to reschedule you for some other time when you're not in the mountains and you can talk to us. I apologize for that, and I guess we'll wrap things up here tonight because, all right, yeah. All right. All right, you know what? We're going to wrap everything up here tonight. Yeah, it's been great. It's been fun. And Big Daddy Promotions, Brian Studevant.
Studevant?
One more time. I'm horrible with names. So, yeah, just one more time, man. How can people, like, contact you and get more in touch with what you have going on with your promotions and everything?
Look up Big Daddy Promotions on Facebook,
uh-huh.
or you can Google it. My cancer charity is Hip Hop for Hope,
mm-hmm.
Children's Cancer Foundation. That's on Facebook. And you can also link with me on Highway's website at www.wayhi.com, WAYHI.com.
All right, man. Thank you so much for coming on, and being a sport and hanging out with us. You know what? We might make you like an official like co-host here because you're fun and you just roll with the shit.
Hell yeah, I'm down, man. I had a good time.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right. I had fun with you too, and you know, last week too with Highway and everything. You guys have something great going on there in Humboldt County, obviously. And I love it. And, you know, I want to be more a part of it. And you guys need to be more a part of, you know, our shows and everything else we have going on, man. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm definitely down, man. Just keep in touch with me or have one of the other people keep in touch with me. And if I can come on Fridays, I can do it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We might be tapping you, man. Tapping you like, hey. No, yeah, he's laughing, but he doesn't realize how serious we're being. Yeah, it'd be pretty sweet to have you on as a, you know, a special third co-host here to interview people and talk about music and art and everything else. It's been a great
man.
Show.
I'd love
thanks.
To.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on. And
all right.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mr. Gosinski.
Yes. Yes.
Let's sign this fucker off here tonight. It's been good. It's been fun. And, yeah, wow, you know.
And maybe peace out, bitches. Later.
Peace out.
Later, guys.
County.
Thanks,
yeah. Highway for sure. All right. Good night, guys. Good night, everybody. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to flush. I'm just going to flush us all out here.
Flush us away.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to flush us. Fucking. Jesus Christ. Fuck that. You know what? I'm going to just bomb Korea.
You know what?
No, I'm going to flush.